Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, we know guy can run. Mm-hmm. It's real. He can extend plays, do things there, certainly. But physical ability also talks about throwing the ball.
Right.
And throwing the ball is below average NFL starting quarterback quality. And I think that's the big thing here. And that's where he is at 25. That's a big reason. In the pocket, he's pretty damn good. But the throwing is definitely less than. And that's why, you know, for now and where we're at, I can't put him any higher than 25 right now. And in my good conscience, because there's some things that I need to see first before I can start to go, ooh, it's coming, or ooh, it's around the corner. We're close. You know, just got one. I got to see more. We're not mm-hmm. there yet to me going, ooh, it's close.
Chris Sims, would you stop it on Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio on Peacock? Would you stop it? Because there's guys ahead of him. Like, I just can't put him ahead of 25. It's about the people you're putting him behind right. is really what it's about. It's not about him being 25. It's the fact that you're putting guys that haven't done squat in this league and guys that have disappointed like a Daniel Jones ahead of him. You have no reason to do that.
Is he saying he likes their skill set better than Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine.
That's probably what he's saying.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to figure out why would he put him in front? Because obviously Jalen had a better season than the two rookie quarterbacks from all three of the rookie quarterbacks from last year. And Jalen was the quarterback of a team that made the playoffs. So that's there. He must be looking at the situation and saying that was done in spite of Jalen. Or saying he did more of that with his legs versus with his arms.
Well, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. And most quarterbacks are going to judge a quarterback off his arm more so than he is off his legs.
And, Jack, I don't know if this – is this a projection to what he thinks they're going to do this year? Is this where they currently stand based right. on, like, heading into this season? Because you would have to
be – you can't say numbers were better than Jalen's last year.
He would have to be projecting Daniel Jones, yeah. Because Daniel Jones doesn't deserve to be ranked over almost anybody based on what he's done in the NFL. So, I mean, that doesn't make sense. But, yeah, I do think that he looks at Jalen Hurts as a quarterback and doesn't think that he can win throwing the football. That's mm-hmm. what he's – by the way, there's a lot of people – that are associated with the NFL to think that about Jalen Hurts. So it's not like
– certainly has their doubts about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not crazy. It's just that when you're forcing Daniel Jones and some of these other guys to be ahead of Jalen right. Hurts, that's where it feels like it's petty and it's personal and it's just because you don't like him as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, I mean, like, I think it's fair to say that most of what he did last year, most – I'm not even going to say most. I don't know the word for it. He did a lot of damage with his legs. It wasn't the traditional quarterback where they're doing most of the damage with their mm-hmm. arm. He did a lot of damage with his legs and making plays. He did some good things in the passing game. He took a couple steps forward, but still not enough development for me.
No, and I, who actually liked Jalen more as a quarterback after the season than I did prior to the season.
Yes.
So he even grew on me to a degree. But it was very little to do with his ability to throw the football. Now, it's not saying that he didn't do anything well throwing the ball. I'm just saying some things you expect an NFL quarterback to be able to do, throwing the football. And then there are things that you are wowed by that a quarterback may do, throwing the football. There were no wow throws with Jalen.
No, it's true.
There were no wow throws. Doesn't mean he didn't make some nice throws, some good throws, and all those things. He didn't make the wow throws last year.
That I saw a guy like Zach Wilson make who did not have a good rookie season. Mm-hmm. But even I think
you can see the arm talent. You can see it. You can sort of see it. So that's why it's going to be interesting to see where he's at this year as a thrower, as a passer.
Right.
Training camp, all eyes will be on him.
Yep.
Throwing the football back there. Does he stay in the pocket or is he still escaping the pocket after the first read? Like, these are things that he's going to have to show that he's evolved into in his third year, not his second year, everybody, his third year as an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I thought Randall and Michael Vick both struggled with. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Hurts is not the same type of runner or athlete that those two guys are.
Right.
But when you know you can get a 12-yard gain, even though you're not going through your progressions to throw the ball, those guys looked at that and said, I'll take the 12 yards, instead of waiting and being patient, waiting for the wide receiver to open up. And that's what I want to see, if Jalen's willing to be patient and not take the easy 7, 8, 9 yards, 12 yards, 15 yards, because he needs to be a better quarterback and a better passer.
Yep.
And that's not something he did last year.
No.
Which, by the way, like,
and
it was okay.
The Eagles know that. Yes. Like, that's where the Eagles want to see him grow and develop as well as a quarterback, because it makes the entire offense better.
Yeah.
Well, everybody becomes a threat in the offense, not just half the field that he runs to, right? Like, everybody is a threat when you can sit in there, read the defense, go through your progressions, hit the backside receiver, right? Or know where that guy is at. Like, everybody becomes a threat in the offense.
And you can score. I know this. They wanted to tell us they have explosive plays on the offense, but they're going through 7, 8, 9, 10 play drives to try to score.
That's not explosive offense, yes. That's
and next time you talk to Coach offense. Nick, can we talk about the explosive plays?
Didn't they lead the league, according to Nick Sirianni?
In their own made-up stat, yes, they did.
Mitch Williams is on the line.
Mitchie Poo,
what's up, brother? Happy Memorial Day weekend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. I hope you all have a great holiday weekend. Because you and I got more in common than you know, buddy.
You lit a dumpster on fire, too?
What's up, brother?
No, but I'm going to tell you, after my parents divorced, it was myself, my older brother, and my father that lived together. Mm-hmm. And I was out in the courtyard of the apartment complex, and I had a bow and arrow, and I was shooting arrows straight up in the air and watching them come down in the courtyard. And then my older brother pitched two hoodlums in the pool with their clothes on. And I'll be damned if they didn't evict us. And my father said, you got us evicted, you move us. And he literally did nothing. We had to move the entire apartment. So we got that in common. I know what that heavy hand is, because my dad was 6'5 and weighed 400 pounds.
Ooh-wee!
And I wanted to clarify something with you, both y'all. When I talked about Tom House,
yes,
Tom House is not going to teach Jalen Hurts how to play quarterback. Tom House is a kinesiologist. He knows how every muscle in the body works. If Jalen listens and does what Tom teaches, you will not see that football drop below Jalen's belt this year. That's why all of his throws, when he's off, it's because he's late, because his throwing delivery is so long.
He does he has that long delivery. Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, Mitch, you know why he's late on a lot of that? Because A, he doesn't have the experience. B, he's gun shy because he doesn't have the arm. Right? Like, know, when to fit balls in tight windows, you need to have a certain arm. And I'm not saying he's got a noodle arm, but he doesn't have confidence to make those throws.
Well, if he listens to what Tom House teaches, he will have the confidence to fit that ball in a small window. The one thing that I don't think people give him enough credit for, think back to the deep ball he threw to Quez Watkins that he dropped right in his hands and Quez dropped.
The one in Denver.
He doesn't throw a bad deep ball because it's one of those throws. You're dropping back knowing you're airing it out, and all you got to do is put air under it and let the receiver run into it.
Yep.
But they don't run a whole lot of that. So everything with Jalen was late. On like crossing routes, balls across the middle, and those are the balls you can't be late on. Mm-hmm. But if he does this, you'll see it immediately in training camp.
All right, Mitch.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's part of what you're going to notice early in training camp, and then it becomes okay when the live game action starts, and you know, the defense is giving you different disguises and they're moving different things. Okay, now how do you adjust and process that information and know where to go with the football the next time around?
Exactly. Tom House is not going to teach him how to read defenses, anything. All he's going to teach him is footwork, and not letting that ball come down below your belt.
Yep.
All right, Mitch, what does your Memorial Day plate look like if you're having a cookout? What's on the plate for Mitch Williams?
IQ, you'll appreciate this tonight because Mama is making chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and country gravy. All that good grease that you need for your neck.
All right, well, go get it.
I love that. Sounds good, I'm going to go get it.
I'm going to be just belly up on the couch later. So y'all have a great weekend and be safe.
All right, you too, Mitch. Brother. Appreciate it. Belly up yelling at the Phillies.
Country fried steak.
Yeah?
I like a country fried steak. Yeah.
So what makes it a country fried steak? Because I've had it at restaurants before, and it's very good.
I'm assuming the gravy and the flour that they put on the steak.
However they prepare it.
Yeah, how you
like
make
that.
It. Yeah, it's like it looks like chicken, but it's not. It's steak.
It's a steak breaded with a certain breading that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could do that.
What is it? What is it? A Cracker Barrel? Where we normally get that at? Cracker Barrel, yeah.
I've had chicken fried steak at Cracker Barrel,
yeah.
I think.
Come on, man. The worst thing about Cracker Barrel is how long we got to wait to get in there to eat, man.
You know what the trick is for breakfast at least?
Yeah.
Got to get there by 8 o'clock. You get there at 8:30, you're risking it.
I'm not going to Cracker Barrel that early in the morning, man. It's normally after church.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, I guess you're not going before church, right?
Breaking news. You got to get there early so then there's no line.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay, yeah. I was complaining about.
No, I thought you were going to have like a real secret. I mean, it's just waking up early.
Well, I mean, I'm up. You know that I'm up early every day of my life the last 6 years anyway.
Y'all go to breakfast at 8 in the morning?
Before that. No, it's
like
7.
That's like John's lunch by that point.
Wow.
The kids eat breakfast at 7 o'clock. That's when we eat breakfast. That's where they come. They watch their Paw Patrol or Bluey or whatever. Then it's all right, it's like 7:07 this morning. I'm like, would you get up here? The baby's screaming because she wants her oatmeal.
I forgot. Yeah, I'm old, man. Yeah, my kids, they fix their own breakfast and all of that.
So they eat breakfast by 7.
I don't
7.
Even eat breakfast most times. I don't even eat breakfast.
No, the first meal you have is when we see it.
Quarter
to 1, 12:30 when you walk in.
Normally the first meal, yes.
All right.
Coffee is breakfast sometimes. A cup of coffee. I can get that in.
Well, and it takes your appetite
away. Except
I don't
drink coffee in the summer. It's too hot for coffee.
So what do you drink? I got something for you.
Bang
energy drink. It's guaranteed to be terrible for your health.
Oh.
Well, maybe not. I mean, maybe some of these chemicals in here aren't bad for you. I don't know. I had a cup of coffee this morning. So hold on. So you don't have caffeine in the summer?
No, only if I'm at the station every once in a while.
So you don't like iced coffee?
No.
Really?
No, iced coffee, that's a waste of time.
Totally agree.
What are we doing? Coffee is supposed to be hot.
Well, unless it's iced.
I mean, the worst thing they've ever invented is iced coffee. I mean, seriously, putting ice in coffee, it's a waste of time.
No, it's waters delicious.
It down. Yeah,
Do you put ice cubes in beer?
No.
On the beach I do, yes.
What? Really?
Leinenkugel. If I'm drinking Leinenkugels on the beach, I'll put a little bit of ice in the Solo cup and I'll pour it in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't put ice in beer.
Yeah, but see, Jack, here's the thing. You don't have a regular brew when you have iced coffee. It's double brewed, so it's extra strong. So that way it's not watered down. It's actually
brew is actually brewed cold, so it's not like, you know, putting ice in it.
I know iced coffee is a big thing now. I know, man. I'm in the minority. I just don't understand how people drink iced coffee. Like, coffee doesn't taste good. I don't drink coffee for the taste. I drink coffee for the effect of it. I'm with Elliot on this. You know, I don't say, ooh, great tasting cup of coffee. No, I need a damn kick. That's why I drink coffee.
Well, Elliot thinks that he looks cool when he has a coffee cup in his hand.
Well, he does. He's like a scarf and everything else he has on with the hair going. Yeah. Yeah. But I do know, I mean, obviously people drink coffee for the taste. I mean, there's obviously there's a whole industry of it. So, yeah, they make a lot of money because of the taste of coffee. Dude. I'm just saying, for me, that's why I'm not a bougie coffee drinker. I can drink gas station coffee as well as Starbucks coffee. It doesn't matter to me. I just need the caffeine.
95% of the people are drinking because of the drugs in it, not because of like I like the taste of coffee as well, but I'm not getting a decaf when I don't want any caffeine.
Exactly. Yes, I'm not drinking decaf.
I have no interest in decaf.
No interest in that.
And part of the thing is the routine. Like you do want that taste for coffee whenever you're having it, but
it's really the.
I get a headache if I don't have coffee. That's why I don't know how you do it.
Well, I kind of wing myself off. I used to be that way, too. Yeah.
If I don't have a cup of coffee by 8:30,
every
9
morning,
o'clock,
yeah.
Man, I have a headache.
I used to be that way, yeah. I used to be that way, man.
If OG Wade isn't talking about Jalen Hurts by 8 o'clock in the morning, he's probably getting a headache.
Putting notes together for the day.
He'll join us coming up in a second. But PJ in Westchester. PJ, how are you?
What's up, fellas? Happy Memorial Day.
What's up, PJ?
How are you, buddy?
First off, I think ice in any beer is a monstrosity. Mike, I'm with you. I think pretty much every beach game is boring, especially Frisbee. It's annoying to me, too. But football's the best. I particularly love when you have a football, you get a waterproof football, and somebody sprints towards the wave, and you get to throw it, and they get to catch it over it. I just love it.
It's the defender, right? And sometimes the wave hits you like a Brian Dawkins, and it jars the ball free, incomplete. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. And then the question is, if you catch it and it goes underwater, is it still a catch? I don't know.
Incomplete.
It depends. It depends on if you held onto it underwater. Two quick points on the Eagles. First of which, putting Daniel Jones ahead of Jalen Hurts, to me, Chris Sims lost 100% of whatever credibility he may or may not have had. Like, I'm never going to listen to one word he says ever again. I think Daniel Jones, I cannot get the picture out of my head of him running towards the end zone and tripping and falling, ever. I think he's by far the worst quarterback in the NFC East. Second question I have for you guys. The team as a whole, I think obviously all of us can recognize that Howie did a tremendous job, that every single team in the league has holes somewhere. Every team, right? Yep. And I think we plugged so many of those holes that so many of us are so excited about it. Jalen, it remains to be seen. I love the guy. I think he's awesome. He deserves another shot for this year. I think last year he had amongst the worst wide receiving core in the league. I do believe that. And I think now, even just adding one stud to it, somebody that can get open, we'll see what he can do. Mm-hmm. My question as far as the holes go, though, now, obviously, the number one, I think, is his safety position. Let's see if we can still do something there. But then I start to evaluate what's after that on our team. And my mind, I might be off on this, looking for your guys' perspective, my mind immediately goes to defensive ends. Because I think we got some beef in the middle, but I don't know how much that's going to help us that going from what we're used to, one of the best sacking teams in the league, to last year one of the worst. So defensive end to me right now is going to be one of the biggest holes, followed, in my opinion, by running back, to be honest with you, because I'm not a big Miles Sanders fan. What are your guys' thoughts?
Well, I think if they are truly switching to a 3-4 defense –
then it's about edge rush, not just
it's not the defensive ends, it's the outside linebacker. So I like Hassan Reddick in that role. He's going to be perfectly suited for that. Then it's going to boil down to whether or not Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett, you know, BG coming back, can he be healthy this year? Those are our four defensive end who are outside linebackers, I would imagine, that would rotate as our outside pass rushers. And they added what's the other kid? The kid they drafted last year, 48. Can't think of his name
right now.
Patrick Johnson. And then we added another outside guy this year in the sixth round.
Yeah, I forget who it was.
He's primary an edge rusher.
Kentucky so you got, kid.
Yeah, you got some youth there. I don't know how if Kaiser White's going to be outside or one of the stat guys. But I like the youth movement that we have on the outside. I'm more anxious to see how Jonathan Gannon is going to use these guys. Right. What type of defense is he drawing up? Right? I mean, that's what I'm more anxious to see. I know the personnel is there, but I don't know how they're going
to
be used.
It,
yeah,
right.
I don't know how they're going to be used because we haven't seen them in a 3-4. Right. I think this year will be the first year they'll be predominantly a 3-4 defense.
Yeah, I think they maybe can surprise some people with being above average. I still look at them as probably an average pass rush from the outside.
I'll tell you this. The fact that you got two Pro Bowl corners out there, quarterback got to hold the ball.
It'll help.
Oh, they call it in football terms. He got to burp the baby back there. He'll be back there burping the baby.
Mm. What about running backs?
You know what that means, Jack? That means patting the football.
There you go.
Yeah, I got it.
Jack's never had.
No.
Had he's never had to burp a baby, so that's why I had to ask.
Have you ever burped a baby, Jack?
No. I'm saving that offer when I hopefully have kids one day.
Yeah, I never burped a baby or also, changed a diaper before.
Yeah,
I had
no
kids.
Interest in changing a diaper. Oh, do I have to do that?
You kidding me, man? I had older cousins had me watching their kids at 9 years old, man. I'm still a damn kid. I'm changing diapers at 9.
Wow.
Yeah, in the hood. Yeah, ain't nobody paying for a babysitter, so they're going to bring them over to, watch her till I get back.
Experienced in child care.
Yeah, you dropped her off at 7. You came back at 1 in the morning.
Sound like a good night.
Man, we both still sitting there eating Red Hots and Boston baked beans. I'm feeding the kids junk food. I'm having flashbacks today, everybody. I'm sorry.
It's good. Memorial Day weekend will do that.
My childhood, man. Yeah.
So, Ike, as we are live at the Farley Plaza, and we're in the South Jersey Transportation Authority boardroom because we couldn't be outside in case there was a storm. But Stephen F. Dougherty joins us. He's the executive director of the South Jersey Transportation Authority. He's actually going to be billing Pete directly. I don't think does this come directly out of his checking account, Stephen, or do you have to bill him directly? What's up, man?
I told him to bring his checkbook today.
Exactly, yes.
We want to get it right when it ends. Send that right in.
How many cars? So Pete is he's paying for the toll from 5 to 6 p.m. How many cars?
Shout out to Pete for paying for the tolls.
Absolutely. He'll tell us all about it probably in an hour or so. He'll be here. But how many cars do you estimate go through in an hour on a Memorial Day weekend like this?
Thousands, especially during that peak time. So, once again, he's going to have that checkbook ready. And he's been a great partner for us in years past. And hopefully we break a record this year. That would be really positive, especially coming out of COVID. We're looking for a good year and a good start here.
So everybody's headed down the shore right now. If they get off at the Farley Plaza, tell us what's out there today. I know there's a Chickies and Pete's fry truck and there's a bunch of other stuff. What's out there today?
Yeah, a whole host of stuff. Folks representing South Jersey and in a number of different areas from various charities and nonprofits and foundations and talking about the many things they're working on. Our New Jersey State Police is out there, a partner here on the road who help keep us safe. Our firefighters, we also operate Atlantic City International Airport. So our firefighters were out there having the kids climb on the trucks and have a good time. The fry truck is out there. The fries are free. And we're encouraging as many people to stop. And if you like, go ahead into the rest area, grab a Starbucks or whatever you need. We're year round for that. So it's been a good day so far. A lot of traffic.
Ike, we can do selfies on the fire truck. Is that correct, Stephen? We go out there with the selfie?
We'll let you guys do whatever you want on it.
Awesome.
Still like getting up on the fire truck?
I've done it semi-recently. Kids like it.
Yep. Sure.
All right. So, Stephen, are you a Philadelphia sports fan, I'm guessing?
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
So is Jalen Hurts the guy?
No. I think he can be the guy. I think he can be the guy.
So you're like everybody else when talking about Jalen Hurts.
I think he's got all the pieces in place around him, if not all, most, and he's got to step up. So we'll see.
I'm telling you, that is the conversation you get pretty much with everybody.
Got to step up.
It's like, okay, he has an opportunity. And I think people, obviously, as Eagle fans, we want him to be the guy. I mean, from the standpoint of nobody wants to constantly have to look for a quarterback or not believe in their quarterback. We want to know we have the guy so that we can move forward and not have to discuss it anymore.
Right.
And last year it was kind of grayish in evaluating, right? It's like some things that you like, and then there are some things that left a little bit to be desired. But you got to be excited about what Howie has done as far as the other areas of the team that he addressed.
Definitely. Once again, as a lifelong fan, I think all, if not all, most of the pieces are in place. So if he steps up, I think we're going to have a good year.
And let's do it. And it's business. We all like Jalen Hurts, right? But,
yeah,
like, you can play or you can't. Either you can win or you can't. And that's
yes.
No, and you're right. Like, that's really is with most not –
That's
O.G.
ultimately
Wade.
What it's going to come down to, yeah.
Right. But most Eagles fans are saying, like, yeah, I liked him. I like what I saw last year. Now let's go.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do it. Steven, thank you. We'll have Pete in here in a little bit, and we'll try to figure out how much that check he's going to be writing, what he thinks it's going to be. So I appreciate you jumping on for a couple minutes.
I appreciate you guys coming out. Always been a long-time friendship and partnership here. It's great to have you. Have a great summer. Have a safe and happy holiday weekend here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you.
Stephen F., like Stephen A.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you seem like you're very important with Stephen F. Dockery.
Yes.
Very official, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Stephen F.
Thanks,
I like
Steve.
That.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Farley Plaza. Today's show is brought to you by Chiggs and Pete's. Memorial Day weekend, we just talked about it. Free toll Friday. It's back today. Pete from Chiggs and Pete's is paying your toll at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza from 5 to 6. So get it coming up tonight if you're headed down the shore. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up next. This is Memorial Day weekend. Are you buying or selling this Phillies baseball team and assorted other nonsense? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Flag it, Anthem. We talked about it earlier in the week, and right now, through Monday, 30% off. Use the code 3030MDW for flagandanthem.com. They have all the gear you need for summer. Versatile shirts, insanely soft tees, comfortable stretch shorts, swim, and more. Flag and Anthem's the go-to brand for me for premium quality clothes that I literally wear every day. They are having a huge summer kickoff sale starting right now. And you can save 30% off warm weather staples, short sleeve shirts, graphic tees, hybrid shorts, and more. Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Go to flagandanthem.com, 30% off. Use code 30MDW, Memorial Day weekend. 30MDW, now through Monday at flagandanthem.com. I wanna jam in with you. Are you a Bob Marley fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Live at Farley Plaza. Best in-game experience, Chiggy's and Pete's. Before the game, during the game, post-game. For a victory celebration, chiggysandpetes.com for that.
That's actually my golf music.
Is it?
Yeah, I just turned it on the...
On the phone?
Yeah, the best of Bob Marley. Keep it right there on Spotify. That's the Bob Marley.
And I usually when Ike gets off to a slow start and needs to calm down.
Is that what it is? You're not out there eating gummies out there and
yeah,
going golfing,
say,
are you?
Now you got people thinking I'm out there smoking weed, man. Come on, man. That's not what's happening.
No, not that. It's just like
it's legal in New Jersey.
No, I do not smoke weed. I'm just saying, Jack, when he said that, though, I know that's the thought process that went to everybody's head. Because Bob Marley makes you think you automatic. That's not it.
Right.
No.
You came out and you're like, man, I got to calm down. So you put on Marley.
The music is soothing.
But he was insinuating that you were smoking weed or eating gum.
That's not what I was insinuating at all.
He doesn't know any better. No, that's not what he was saying.
No?
No, that's just what the potheads were thinking.
Right.
Yes. I knew that.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jack's so innocent.
Yes,
he,
like, yes.
It's like when we talk about the movie Friday and Jack's like, should I watch it? And we're like both like, no, you won't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It won't be funny to you, yeah. It's funny to us.
Yes.
Yes.
Funny to us, probably not funny to you. All right, well, let's do it. OG Wade in Chester's been waiting patiently. He has a lot to say about, as he does every day.
Chris Sims.
Yeah, Chris Sims.
You cannot be happy with Chris Sims' list.
OG Wade, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, Wade.
OG?
Yeah. I don't even come to none of that foolishness.
Oh, that.
Okay.
That's right. He doesn't celebrate.
You know, I just realized when my son asked me the other day, he said, Dad, have you ever drank? And I was like, actually, no, I've never had a drink of liquor. I never had a drink of coffee. I don't smoke, don't get high, don't do none of that stuff. Now, I come on this radio. Yeah. I come on this radio, and I hear people talking about the Duke, okay? And particularly this fraud of a whatever. Everybody think because a person get paid to do a job that they supposed to be doing that. No. Sometimes it's political. It's who you know. Phil still is hurting himself because last year he had him 43rd quarterback. So he figured, I can't possibly put him 15 now because it would make me look like an idiot from last year. So I'll just put him halfway. Bro, it's still not making sense. Because if you look at everything with all the stuff, forget about him being Jalen Hurts. Let's just say he's a quarterback.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That played last year. None of the guys that played that he got in front of Jalen Hurts had a better year than Jalen Hurts, than that quarterback. So where the hell, you would be better off, Phil, if you listen, I'm sure you are, you long neck joker.
Yeah, Chris.
You would be better off just taking what you see. You've seen that until Justin Fields and them other guys, because I don't know what they're going to be, but until they get there.
Do you have a wild boar in your car or something? Wait, what is the – every couple seconds we're getting this wild sound.
No, it was my windshield wipe. I just stopped it.
So it's pouring.
But what I'm saying is that why don't you wait until these guys accomplish – I've always said this. I've even said it about Carson. I said it about Allen Iverson. Wait till the player becomes great, and then you can stamp them that. You're giving these guys credit for being better than Jalen when they haven't done anything.
It's less about that, Jalen, Wayne. It's less about that. It's more about not giving respect. But he's not being fair about it, right? Like there's no way that you can look at what Daniel Jones has done and give him the benefit of the doubt over Jalen Hurts. There's the only reason you would do that is that you're trying to troll the Jalen Hurts people and Eagles fans, right. and you're not being fair. He's not being fair about some of the guys that he has ranked ahead of Jalen Hurts, and he's doing it on purpose.
But he got caught up in the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he figured, oh, my dad played in blue and silver. So maybe the blue and silver quarterback is better than the green and silver.
No, you know what it is? He doesn't believe in Jalen Hurts with his arm as the quarterback. That's really what it is. He doesn't believe Jalen Hurts as a quarterback.
But when you listen to him talk, before he made this list, when he was going over stuff, when he was being found out to be the fraud that he is, he was saying, oh, I didn't know that Jalen could throw that well. I was impressed with his arm. And so, but where's that impressment now when you're doing your little rating? Not that your rating even matters, though, because you blew your credibility long ago. Before you even actually did the damn list, I had no credibility for you. So you're done. Now you just buried yourself.
So where would you put him at, OG? Where would you put him at? Where would you put Jalen?
Realistically, I would put him at 15. Realistically, you know what I'm saying? And I believe he has the potential to be better than that. But I always told you guys, I really don't care about that part. I care about how does he run the Philadelphia Eagles offense. I don't care where you rank him. If he's getting us the W's, and he's running this offense better than, you know, or the being more consistent this year, bro, that's all I can ask for. I'm not asking for him to be no Hall of Famer right now because, like Jalen says, greatness comes with patience. You can't become great in 2 or 3 years.
This is where he starts to lose.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, boy.
Wade, I need a...
But you do care about the rankings. That's why you called, because of the rankings.
No, I called because it's being, like, he's the salt that's being thrown on him. It's been going on for a long time, and that's
you can't take it,
started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a whole
year. But I'll deal with him too. Yeah, I got something.
All right, so listen, Wade, we need your quarterback ranking list for next week. Seriously, rank him. I wouldn't know because you're going to criticize Chris Sims. You said he's 15, so I actually want you to do it because I want to hear who you're putting Jalen Hurts ahead of. So I can guarantee you I'm going to disagree with a couple of these.
I'm sure you would, but mine will be based on truth and facts. I don't deal with no. I don't deal with no QBR. Guess who recreated the PFF? Them two idiots. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. Bro,
all right.
The PFF was created to make quarterbacks look better than they are. All you got to do is go and look it up and find out why they created that. This to make quarterbacks that's not that damn good look better than they are. That's all that crap matters.
That's all it is. All right.
All right.
All right. Let's get the fact checkers out there. Normally, thank you, Wade. Normally, people will message me and say what he just said. He just said this, and that's wrong, or that's inaccurate.
I don't even know what he said. Honestly,
I don't either. So, by the way, like, this is why they didn't have us outside today.
Yeah, we see now.
Thank you.
The damn storm going on now. We see that.
Yes, the rain has entered much of our area.
Smart move by them to have us inside.
Yes, and thank you. I will never question the weather forecast again because I was like, man, it's not supposed to. It says it could storm tomorrow.
If you listen to Howard.
I was going to say, you know the king was sitting around waiting for it not to rain today.
He would have been sitting outside with all the equipment.
Well, it is raining, so if you're wherever you're headed in the area right now, be careful. I know up in the Poconos, Jack, my wife had texted me and said it's pouring rain about 20 minutes ago or so.
Are you sure still not snow?
Well, that's where I live, according to Jack.
Oh.
Lehigh Valley.
I'm like, what?
No, in Collegeville, it's raining. Oh, okay. So, and it's pouring down here, so be careful. Pete's going to be out there because Pete goes to the starting line, which is where the toll plaza is, and he waves a flag like it's the Daytona 500 or the Indianapolis 500.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Right. So I mean, he's going to be outside in this. He's going to have to
he's in there right now.
Yeah, he's not standing outside right now. Let's go. Speaking of, so we're it's the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza. Kyle is calling from Egg Harbor, and he joins us right now. Kyle, how are you? What's up?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, I just want to say real quick, I'm a big iced coffee guy, and I like cornhole on the beach. I just want to start off with that.
Yeah, Miles, the reaction I got from people out there on the iced coffee thing was they were like, why don't they like iced coffee? They know they're in the minority, but
I
like iced coffee.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I want to ask you guys more about the run game because I believe in Jalen Hurts. I wanted to start with that. I believe in him. But with the run game, I'm a Miles Sanders guy, but you got Kenny Gainwell coming off of a pretty hot rookie season. And you got Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, who's got a little bit of pop. Who do you want to see get the most touches?
Don't have Jordan Howard.
Yeah, Jordan Howard, he's not signed by the Eagles, and he's probably not going to be. Never know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
Don't worry. Blink again. He could be back.
He could be. By game three, he might be on the practice squad. But I guess what you're asking is what we would like to see is the rotation this year for the Eagles running back.
I got to start with Miles Sanders, always, because I think he's the most talented of the group. The one thing I said about last year's group of running backs, they were nice, steady running backs, but they weren't explosive running backs. And with Miles Sanders, I know it can be frustrating for fans at times with the nagging injuries, but he's the one guy that could take it to the house in one carry. We've seen him. We've seen him have 70-yard runs, 80-yard run. We've seen him. But we've also seen him, can't get out of the backfield, don't break a lot of tackles, that sort of thing, gets nicked up. His ceiling, long story short, is higher than the other guys. Just there. That's why he was a second-round draft pick. There is more room to grow with Miles Sanders as a player, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to reach his ceiling. The other guys, Boston Scott is a grit player. He's a guy that he knows he's limited. So he doesn't take plays off. He gives you everything he's got every time he's out there. And he doesn't mind playing through a little bit of pain because he knows I don't want to give up the opportunity to be out here playing. Think I'm going to complain about being banged up?
Man, yeah. He was on the practice squad a year
ago. Exactly. So Boston Scott's not doing it, but he's limited.
But you also know what you're getting from him, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, really the wild card is what do you get from Miles Sanders?
Yes.
Miles Sanders look like more year one, year two Miles Sanders or what we've seen?
Boston Scott is a complimentary back. We're in the phase of trying to compete for a title now. So that's why I'm like, the Greg Wards can't be our primary guys. Those guys are cool when we're trying to figure out what we have as a football team and he's the best that's available. No, you need Miles Sanders to be the guy.
Yeah.
You need him to play like a second-round draft pick, play like his NFL career depends on it, and he's looking for a new contract. That should be the benefit that the Eagles get out of Miles Sanders this year, that he should be focused and hungry.
He's playing on everything.
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah, like, and ride it. I mean, ride him. If you're not planning on paying him, then get everything you can out of him, especially if he's effective.
No, I agree. And if I'm Nick Sirianni.
Well, didn't the Cowboys do that to DeMarco Murray?
And then they let him go. They gave him most carries in the league.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Miles is letting him know, listen, you're our guy and we're confident in you. Get downhill and make plays, right? Like, he's either going to stay healthy or he's not.
Yeah.
But, like, we've seen him do it before. We've seen him be a difference maker even in the passing game, which surprised us early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would try to enter the season not by saying, well, it's a running back by committee, by saying, Miles Sanders is our guy,
Miles
and
Sanders
we need Miles Sanders to win.
Yeah.
And that would be my attitude if I was the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's really pumping Miles Sanders up to let him know, we believe in you.
Yeah.
And then from there, he's got to do it.
Yeah, he's already going to be motivated, believe me. His shelf life as an NFL player is not long. I mean, it just isn't. It's the nature of the beast of that position. I mean, Todd Gurley went from being the offensive player of the year to out of the league in, a matter of 3 years.
Yep.
In a Super Bowl and everything else. And, like, Todd Gurley is out. He's done. His football career is over with pretty much.
Yep.
Like, that's how fast things change for these running backs. So, I mean, the carrot is in front of Miles. Like I said, we should benefit from that. Because he's damn sure going to be hungry this year.
Yeah, you would hope. It seems like it's setting up well for the Eagles.
Has
and then
to be, yeah.
What happens after this year happens after year for
I mean, now, listen, if the guy turns into an all-pro running back this year, then, yeah, the Eagles got a great decision they got to make. I'm pretty sure they'll go ahead and pay him. But the bottom line is they haven't overextended themselves from a financial standpoint. And you're leaving him as the guy that has a lot to prove. Okay, go prove it.
Go prove it.
Yeah, go prove it.
You're clearly the starting running back.
Yeah, go prove it.
And people want to say
that. Unless you can't stay healthy.
Yep.
I mean, unless the same things happen that has happened in years past where
and
you can't
might.
Stay healthy. Yeah.
And it might.
Yeah, and that's why they have Boston Scott here and Kenny Gainwell.
And the undrafted guy.
Yeah, those guys scored what? I think combined 12 or 13 touchdowns last year.
Kenny get eight, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, they –
they're ready to play.
That's up
Miles
to Miles,
Sanders.
Yeah. Like you give them a shot, then they're going to take it. They're hungry, too.
Twitter.
It's on you, Miles.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what's your expectation of Miles Sanders this year?
Score more than no touchdowns.
Well, yeah, that would be
a touchdown.
So
800 yards?
He doesn't believe in him. He doesn't. I mean, it's fair. He doesn't believe in him.
But he's never done it. Like,
right.
it's only been short spurts. And honestly, him being a contract year is good for the Eagles. Because either he's going to go out and crush, and they should obviously re-sign him, or it's clear he's not really the long-term answer there. I don't really have any interest in paying running backs, but
neither do the Eagles.
Neither does almost anything besides the Cowboys.
Right.
I've always thought Miles is really good. It's weird that he can never just put it together. It's like him and Saquon are having the same kind of career.
Damn Penn State backs, I tell you.
I know.
Kajana Carter.
Classic Big Ten softness.
Come on, man. Maybe I was fine. I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
Miles Sanders, rookie year, 818 yards, three touchdowns.
The best part was he had 50 catches.
50 catches for 500 and another three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Three more touchdowns. Second year, 867 yards. That's only in 12 games. So if he stays healthy, he's easily over 1,000 yards, six touchdowns. And then last year, he still had 754 rushing yards, but no touchdowns, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then think about the limited carries that he gets. A lot of that comes on explosive runs.
Right.
He's always averaged 5 yards a carry or better.
Yep.
It's just how many carries can you give him? And
he had some fumble stuff last year, too.
Did he?
He had one fumble that, Jack, wasn't it like inside the five or something?
I thought that was more the year before.
Was that the year before?
Remember the Browns game? They marched right down the field with Wentz,
yeah,
and then he fumbled.
Yeah.
I don't remember really fumbling issues last year.
He had one fumble last year, had four the previous year.
So. Oh, yeah, you can't have four fumbles in 1 year?
Yep.
Lord.
Yep. No, it's good.
He sunk Carson's year.
Yeah, that Browns game got off the
wrong start. No, man, it was all Wentz, man. No.
That's right, it was. Denny, Franconia, Pennsylvania. Denny, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, well, several things. Hey, how about we change the Twitter poll and make it – you call it the beach or the shore? Because you sound like you're either from South, you're from Philadelphia or Jersey. No one in this country calls it the shore. They all call it the beach. I agree with Jack totally.
Right, it's but it is the shore. What are you talking about? You sound like I'm from Jersey or Philadelphia.
I am going to the shore, or you say you're going to the beach?
The shore.
Sure. Yeah.
Even if you're in Clearwater, really, no one's going to know what the
hell
you're talking
about.
But
I'm not in Clearwater. Denny, I lived at the Delaware beaches for 2 summers, and I called it the beach, not the shore. It's the Jersey Shore. Right. If I go to Florida, I don't say I'm going down the shore.
Right.
Well, yeah, I always call it the beach. It sounds good.
No, but you're arguing that it's not the Jersey Shore. It's the Jersey Shore.
Well,
if you want to call it the beach, call it the beach. Why don't you go to a lake? Then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't like lakes.
Me neither. Nothing
to look at. Hey, but anyway, a couple more things.
What?
I'm a buyer at the Phillies.
Okay.
On the beach, my favorite thing is I'm a Penn State grad, Ike. But I get the alumni magazine, so that's when I read it.
He's a loser.
Do you put your flag? Do you have your flag hanging when you set up the?
I don't fly my flag. The only flag I fly is the United States. Hey, but listen, for Memorial Day weekend, we moved from Hollisville to Franconia. We built a house and we have an in-ground pool. So we have a welcome to summer party. And I just came back. I have around, we have 6 cases of Coors Light, 6 cases of Corona Light, 6 cases of White Claws, and 4 cases of High Noons.
Wow. Just for this weekend, huh?
Just for tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Either you're a big drinker or you have a big party coming over,
right?
Well, yeah. We invite all our neighbors.
Oh,
so we're
cool.
Having, like, I don't know, around 60, 80 people.
Oh, wow.
Right. Make me feel good.
Yeah, it does. Hey, and listen, I'm hoping that Miles has a good season this year. Of course, he has it in him. He proved it at Penn State, but he hasn't really proved it for the Eagles.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a lot different, too. Than at Penn State.
Thank you, Denny.
Especially the non-conference game. It's not like y'all play anybody up there non-conference-wise.
No?
No.
I had the over-unders for college football teams, and I was looking at it.
Huh.
I think Michigan State was 7.5.
Oh, take the over, baby.
Take the over?
Take the over, baby.
Yeah?
Of course.
Penn State, I forget what Penn State was. I didn't mention them. When I was,
well, they get off to a hot start, and then Franklin.
Well, yeah, they beat Coastal Carolina or whatever.
Yeah, they'll pick on Temple and be like, we're better than Temple. Sick.
Right. You wish you could go to Penn State, people say to me, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, when am I talking about Temple? Like, I care about Temple. Like, shut up. Between Villanova and Penn State people, they try to be, you're just jealous. Like, I partied at Penn State. That's all I needed to do. I wasn't getting in Penn State.
But you got it in at Penn State.
Man.
It really pops out and it grows.
Well, my high school girlfriend went to Penn State when I was still in school because I failed in high school, so I was on the 5-year plan.
Oh, yeah, your old college girl.
So the year that they should have at least been able to play for the national championship, that 1994, Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter,
one of the best teams
Bobby
I ever
Ingram,
played against, yeah.
Kyle Brady.
Yeah.
Man, ton of talent on both lines. Who's the defensive end that played Cincinnati? It was the first overall pick. He was on that. Courtney Brown.
Yeah.
Was on that team. Ton of talent on that team.
No, that was later. Courtney Brown was later.
Was he later?
Yeah, he played with LeVar.
Oh, okay. So that was like a Wally Richardson team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Penn State over under 8.5 this year.
Oh, man. Take the under.
Let's see here. Michigan State, you say take the over 7.5?
Take the over, baby.
Mm.
Coming.
Michigan 9.5.
Oh, man. Take the under.
So they come crashing down this year, don't they? Jim Harbaugh got the big contract extension, and
they didn't want to give it to him.
Nope.
He gave it to him.
And he wanted to leave, but he couldn't.
Yeah, but he couldn't.
So now he's going to win seven games this year. Yep. 7-5. Yep. They'll win in the Tire Bowl or whatever. The AutoZone Bowl.
Yeah, but Ohio State is still tough to beat.
Yeah. Ohio State's 10.5.
Yeah. Take the over.
Clemson's 10.5 this year, too, which surprised me a
Clemson
little bit.
Clemson is?
Bama's 10.5. Clemson's 10.5. Ohio State's 10.5.
Who's a quarterback?
USC's 9.5.
Same quarterback.
Better be somebody new. DJ, he's terrible.
Yeah, that dude
Umalekio
was terrible.
Yeah,
he was, God, yeah, he was garbage.
He's terrible.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
a bad trot.
Seems to take the. I would seem to take the under there. Yeah, the good Georgia's 10.5. Mm. Yeah, Clemson 10.5 surprised me.
Georgia's 10.5.
Yep.
Yeah, take the under.
They just lost their team.
Yeah,
they
just lost the whole damn defense. Yeah. Kidding me? Yeah, take the under there.
Jack, I know that you're pitching batteries at AutoZone. Can you get Wade some windshield wipers? Can you text him and send him some windshield wipers?
Yeah, sure.
Seems like he needs to replace them, basically.
Yeah, they're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how loud, I have windshield wipers. These must be old cars. There's no way they don't make that much noise anymore.
You're supposed to replace your windshield wipers like every 3 or 6 months or something, and I never do that.
I've never replaced them, yeah.
Every 3 or 6 months?
I'm telling you. I'm
say every 3 or 6 years.
No! That's what they tell you. You're supposed to do it however long. Let me see.
I've never done that.
Right. And then the only time you do it is when the rubber, breaks, and then it's just the metal, and you have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
You kidding me? Time to keep changing windshield wipers. I barely changed the filter in the damn whatchamacallit. And the what is it called?
The air filter.
The filter.
Cabin filter.
No, the air filter for the
or the oil filter or
no,
all that
in
stuff.
The house.
Oh, the air conditioning.
Yeah, the air conditioning. Yes. I do that every three to four months. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean you really have to. Agreed.
I'm just saying, yes.
So according to the
that's hard enough for me to keep up with. I don't have time to be keeping up with them.
Six to 12 months you should change your wiper blades. You know who says that? People that sell wiper blades. Probably.
Right? Yes.
If they work, they work.
Who the hell does that? Yeah, exactly.
Cars not breaking down with bad windshield wipers. As an AutoZone guy, you should go to AutoZone and get them.
Yeah, you should buy the so text Wade. Tell him you can get a hookup.
Yes.
Just say Jack Fritz sent me. 215-592-9494. Herb from Northeast Philly. Is he driving around in the rain, Jack?
Oh, boy, God, I hope not.
Well, pull over, Herb.
It's dangerous out there today.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the shore and all other Memorial Day weekend topics. And
the shore or the beach?
It's the shore.
Okay.
When you go to Delaware, it's the beach.
Yeah.
But from North Jersey to South Jersey, it's the shore.
It's the shore.
And that's what it is. Right. And if you go to Florida, it's not the shore. It's only the Jersey Shore. I don't know what Denny or whatever his name was from Franconia, but his malfunction was. 215-592-9494.
He's very passionate about it, though.
No, he apparently has had this argument before.
Oh, no doubt.
And he sounds like he likes lakes. Would you ever swim in a lake?
I have.
Yeah, when you touch the bottom of the lake, it's
yeah, it wasn't pleasant. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack looks like a lake guy.
Yeah, no.
I did one
sure.
of those. You know, you swing off the vine and
rope
let
swing.
Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a camp. Yeah, I did that at camp.
Into the lake.
Yeah, when all the kids do it, it's almost like you have to. It's like peer pressure. Yeah.
It's like, why isn't I going? Are you
exactly,
scared?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, peer pressure. But I did it.
Good job.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Good job. Today's program brought to you by Chiggs and Pete's. 5 and 6 p.m. today, Pete pays your tolls at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza.
Hey, yo, Pete.
I called them the $3 tolls. They're much more than $3 now.
Yeah, I was going to say they used to be $3 tolls.
I didn't know that they were more now. Well, Pete's paying for it, so you don't have to worry about it. Between 5 and 6 today. All right, we're live at the Farley Plaza. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Joe Girardi also talked last night about putting Aaron Nola back in the ninth inning and then pulling him. We'll play that for you as well. And buying or selling the Phillies. Buying or selling the Phillies. It's more. Remember, we said I'll give them the Memorial Day. All right, it's a Memorial Day. What do you think? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, BetMGM's the king of sportsbooks, and they unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or just simply log on today to get an even bigger...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.